Show on FUBAR Radio.
Jimmy's here, right, Jimmy?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Very well, as you say, very warm.
Yes, no, it's nice in here. I'm sat right underneath the air conditioner. I've got the best seat in the house. Yeah, I'm loving this.
We don't get that luxury over here, do we?
We get a little bit of a breeze from the window.
We open a window and then
You're going to get a nice waft of sweat from me.
I don't mind, I'll take it. If it's cool, sweat.
If it's cool sweat, you'll take it. Yeah, nice.
Jimmy0010.
Yeah.
You've been doing YouTube since...
It's about 1860. Yeah. I started. Yeah, too long. I should do something else. It's time to get a new hobby. It's not worked out.
You literally.
I still don't have a massive house in Brighton. I don't know how it's happened. It's fucking ludicrous.
Can we go to bed, Will?
We can. Ooh. If you want to explain the game.
Ooh.
Explain the game.
Basically, Jimmy, we know you're a presenter.
Yeah.
But have you ever done? Obviously, you haven't. But have you ever done shopping TV?
No, I haven't, but I'm quite a big fan of shopping channels.
Well, there you go. We're going to do a game now where you're a presenter of the shopping TV. What was it called? FUBID.
FUBID TV.
FUBID, nice.
We're going to show you a piece of paper, which is what our product is.
Okay.
We're going to go on the show, and you're going to help sell the product along with us.
Okay, nice. And then I think I'll be quite good at this.
When Will dings it...
We change
into the next, so then I'll show you my piece of paper.
And then it's going to be a new product. There's six different products.
Okay, cool. So, got you.
We're brand representatives, so we're obviously totally for the items.
Yeah.
And you've got to be as well, even though the items might be a bit questionable. And we've got a little bit of a script here for you to read for the first time, if you don't
Brilliant.
Mind.
Absolutely.
And it is just that chunk of text there.
I mean, do you want me to get into character for this?
Yeah. Just present as you usually would. Be full of beans.
As I normally would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe a bit OTT?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, do that.
You ready?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Jimmy0010, and welcome to FUBID, the number one online radio shopping channel in all of North Road, Islington. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to offer you idiots at home some really shitty items in the hope you bid anyway. It's fun for all the family. Today, I'm joined by brand specialists, Jackmate and Nozza.
Here they are.
Hello.
And as I said, we're going to be force-feeding you stuff you don't need. So grab your credit card, sell that god-awful rugby ring your late grandma... Ruby ring. Keep the rugby ring.
If I put rugby,
sell
shit.
The ruby ring and get bidding, folks. It's FUBID.
Oh, it's lovely to be here today, Jimmy.
No, really good to have you on, boys. Really good to have you on.
I'm buzzed.
I'm so excited for the plethora of wonderful products you're about
it's
to share.
It's a lovely studio you have. Really is. Lovely studio. You've brought the first product, haven't you, today?
I sure have.
And
my first product is...
It's the double shoehorn.
It is indeed.
The double shoehorn. Now, what a fascinating product that is. You can't move for single shoehorns, can you?
Exactly. Well, I think, you know, you spend wasting the day by just putting one shoe on at a time. Double shoehorn.
Why don't you just firstly talk us through the structure of the double shoehorn?
Sure. I thought this one through, and I've got the product obviously here in front of me.
Oh, it's a nice product.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like a pair of scissors if you undid them. So they're open like that,
yes.
And they go into the button of the shoe, and you just put your trousers on like Wallace and Gromit a bit,
boom, and scissor yourself,
and then scissor yourself into the shoes.
Yeah.
Do they come in an array of colours, Nozza?
Mainly beige, two different colours, brown.
And how much would these be?
Why are you presenting?
No, I'm just asking.
Back off. You sell your items.
Sorry.
I mean, it's a beautiful looking thing. Does it fold away at all? Because people are going to be wondering, where do I store the double shoe? I mean, me personally, I'd hang it on the wall. I'd display it.
Well, it actually comes with a little hook and it can be hung up alongside your jeans.
How much will a double shoe?
We've sold out, guys.
Yeah.
And now it's time for my first product.
We can't sell that shit. Okay, no, sorry. I was thinking about something else. It is the Pointless Book by Alfie Dace. Now, we love great literature on this show. Unfortunately, not available today. But we do have the Pointless Book.
We do, and I think it's kind of up... When I first read it, and I skimmed through it, I was kind of in two minds whether it was Shakespearean or not. Like, there was elements to it that were very in-depth. I just think the viewers of FUBID would really enjoy this.
Heard that because it is quite cerebral, some people struggle to get through it. It takes a lot of the old noggin to make sense of it. Did you find that you understood it? Because it's quite deep.
It's strange when there's blank pages. That confused me a little bit, but then all that does is allow me to spill my creative...
Have you heard the phrase reading between the lines? Because I think you need to do a lot of that. Sometimes reading between the pages, quite literally. And we sold out! They're all gone!
Oh, God, you are great at this.
And now it's the run out of space.
It's the dog telephone me.
Telephone. It's a Spanish item. And,
yeah, the dog telephone.
So when you go away and you're missing your dog, what are you going to do?
Oh, God. I mean, I don't have a dog.
Give the dog give the dog a phone.
Oh, nice.
Just thought of that just now. I'm so proud of that.
So that's not the reason you came up with the dog.
It's not.
That's not the reason you brought in the dog telephone today. So dogs aren't used to using phones. How does the dog answer?
Well, I think this actually, yeah, I think a treat just drops out. So it goes up to his bowl because it hears it, looks up, and there's a little screen.
Right.
And then, like, on there going, oh, hello!
Brilliant product idea.
Hello! And Billy!
And you just hear it sniffing away. Does the dog need training before it can use the dog telephone?
Ideally, he's been to puppy school for a few terms. Doesn't have to graduate.
Interestingly, this product is used by Alfie and Zoella. So that's how Zoella gets in touch with Alfie while she's away. Just a little treat for the dog. And he lets her know she's okay. And there we go, we've sold out the dog telephones. They're gone. They flew off the shelves.
And my last product, Jimmy, is something that I think you might be interested in, and it's
heroin flavoured crisps.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I mean, does that strike you straight away as something you would be interested in?
Well, they are very Moorish, aren't they? That's the thing.
They are very
Moorish.
What
quantity are we selling them in?
Just big multi-packs.
You're going to need a few.
Of 12.
And is the heroin already on the crisp, or is it like a salt and shake? You have to add it yourself.
Yeah, it's already on there. It's already on
convenient.
There.
Yeah, so convenient. You've literally done all of the work for us. Is this marketed to people who already use heroin, or is this sort of a gateway crisp?
For anyone, yeah. As you say, fun for all the family. Fun for all the family.
That's a double sellout.
We've taken off the air.
And we got one more item.
Oh, breast milk cheesecake.
Exactly.
They said it could never be done.
They did. Do you want a slice? We've got the slice here.
Oh, I'd love a slice, yeah.
Have a bit of that. It's a fork.
I'll have a slither. Okay.
Slither. There you go.
It's nutty. Yep. It tastes nutty.
Yeah.
Very creamy. Well, why is it yellow?
Well, the lady was a bit... Oh, I had nothing to say.
Oh, well, was you, mate?
There we go. That's why Jimmy's the professional and we're not. There are items and we were struggling for stuff to stick.
Breast milk cheesecake. Does it need to be chilled?
Ideally, otherwise it turns a bit, you know, sour.
It's a very hot day today.
It is.
We can't guarantee here at Thubids TV that it will reach you in a pristine condition, but we'll try our best.
But the lady,
we'll try our bloody
the
best.
Lady providers are all Swiss, and it's Swiss milk butter cheese.
Oh. That's Swiss and not Swedish, Jimmy, all right?
Oh,
cool. You're like Jordan bloody Belford there. Sell anything.
Do you know what? I actually do sometimes sick on Gems TV.
Do you?
When I get in the evening. Yeah, it's amazing because the poor sods who present that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a 5-hour shift.
Yeah.
And they don't have any ad breaks. They'll occasionally go to a little 10-second video. But for the most part, it's just a marathon of selling shit.
Yeah.
And it is utter
They're
shit.
Full of beans as well.
Full of beans. Yeah. And occasionally they'll do like a little bit of acting. So she'll be showing off the ring and then she'll go, she'll pretend to have something come into her earpiece. So she'll grab her and she'll go, what? No, you want me to reduce? No, we can't reduce. You want me to reduce the... Okay, guys, I've just had this come through from my producer. We can go down to $12.99. I can't believe it either! It's incredible.
Have you seen the one where Louis Theroux goes on set of those?
No.
Yeah, crazy.
It
he has to learn to...
He's purposely fucking around and fucking up.
He would be terrible at that.
Yeah.
Because he was doing the paper shredding. He was like, oh, I can't put 10 bits in. Now, surely I ruin the shredding. He's like, no, Louis, you can. He's like, no, okay.
You're really good at that.
Cheers, mate.
Smashed it.
Presenting's for you.
Do I get a prize?
You get the freshly made cheesecake.
Oh, it just sounds delicious. Mum. The Jack Mate Show
on FUBAR Radio. We are joined by the lovely Callum McSwiggan. How are you, mate?
I am good. How are you? Oh, I'm applause. I like
sorry.
That. Yeah.
Nothing but a welcome on FUBAR. Nothing but. You are a YouTuber, is that right?
I am indeed a YouTuber, yeah.
Nice. Do you have is that your full-time job?
I wish it was. No, it is not. I wish it was. No, I talk about like LGBT stuff and I do a lot of sex education and yeah, that's my bag.
So this is a little segment entitled Gay 101 in which Callum is, you're just going to teach us some stuff.
I'm very excited to teach you guys. But wait, what I mean, are we talking you're all completely straight, you've never had a bit of experimentation in the past?
Jack likes a drunken kiss with a man.
Do you now?
I don't think there's anything wrong with
you've
that.
Had a three-way kiss, haven't you?
No, it wasn't the three-way kiss.
Oh, it was three kisses separately.
It was three guys in a room just getting with each other at different times.
That sounds great. Where was my invite?
It was, I don't know, like, I don't think there's anything...
There's nothing wrong with it, I just find it
so bizarre. You get, like, all awkward.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is awkward, but I'm openly straight.
Yeah. Mm.
So can I not do
You're just comfortable with your masculinity and your sexuality.
You're just a bit curious.
And if you just want to make out with a man, you know, you just go ahead and
Jack,
enjoy yourself.
I'll use that cliche.
If you're curious, explore your curiosity.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, no, it's fine.
But in terms of sex, you've never ever been down any of that road?
No.
No.
Okay, so shall we have a little...
let's go down that road.
So shall we talk a little bit about anal?
Yeah, let's start
with anal. Well, actually, I feel like, as straight men, you're not going to...
Perfect.
You're not going to receive anal.
Right.
But you may give it to a lady.
Right.
So it might not harm to kind of learn about kind of receiving progress is.
Right.
We have gone the three of us are very sheepish now.
Monster. I've never seen us three so quiet.
Mums are listening.
Adam, this is the stuff you want to be recording. Yeah. Shitting ourselves over here.
Talking
anal. Anal. So now the ass is very, very tight.
Right.
So the first thing you're going to want to do is loosen that up.
Right.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, first thing, you need to be very, very relaxed. So a bit of nice music, like we've got now. Light a few candles. Off we go.
Maybe incense?
Maybe incense.
Does that actually work, though?
You need to be relaxed, because if you're not relaxed, then you're going to, like, tense up and all your muscles are going to tense up.
But I think even, like, this... Even if a girl was putting something up there,
like,
I think even if there was candles on and slow music, look at them looking at me, and I was really relaxed, as soon as something came that way, I would hunch up.
But that's all, if you're expecting it, just relax, unwind.
You need to, like, embrace it. Think of it as, like, a tasty treat coming your way.
Never been disguised as that.
Tasty treat!
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Right, so we're getting relaxed.
Yeah,
deep breathing.
You're nice and relaxed. Your legs are maybe a little bit spread.
Right.
Jesus.
You're going to need a little bit of lubricant on there.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to want to jump in with something big. So you're going to want to, you know, work your way up. Maybe start with a cheeky little finger.
Right.
Maybe, pinky?
Yeah, a little pinky.
Yeah.
Right. Then maybe an index finger. Thumb, if you're feeling brave.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they call me Tom Thumb. So, yeah. They don't.
But there's an amazing little trick for anal.
Right, let me get the pen.
Make some notes. So it's a very, very tight muscle. And to get it to relax and open up, if you tense it really, really hard as you can, and then release, it will naturally and slowly, gradually open up. And it will allow things inside.
Like an elastic band. Like, imagine if you
put an elastic band up there. So, that's a bit weird.
You can. I'm sure you can, yeah?
Yeah, if you want. No, I'm not.
It's the authority.
Can I?
Am I allowed?
Could you ever relax too much?
No. I don't think so.
That's a genuine question.
Why did it just opens up? And just
I think if you're so relaxed that you're putting, like, elastic bands and, you know, whatever you can find around the house, then...
Relax too much.
So we've relaxed.
Yeah,
we've
relaxed. Chilled out.
Yeah.
Now what?
So, well, imagine, let's make it female just for a moment.
Ooh.
So you guys feel a little bit more comfortable. Mm. So
imagine, we're comfortable.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Imagine you're going
I'm a
to
bit
have
too
anal.
Relaxed.
You're going to have anal with a female and, like, you want her to, you know, relax, and it might be a little bit big for her or him to manage. So, you know, get them to really tense down and then it will open up and then you can, like, slide in like a slip and slide.
Like a slip and slide.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a tasty treat going into a nice slip and slide.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not a scary thing.
No.
It's going to feel wonderful.
Do you think that's another, like, when people are tense, that's another reason why it's called being uptight? Because they're all tight.
That was
see
terrible.
You later, guys.
Is there such thing as the male G-spot?
Yes, often referred to as the P-spot. And it's like, if you put two fingers inside and push down and kind of make the come hither motion.
Right.
I'm doing it right now. I know nobody can see.
But we're all hithering.
I'll clip that. Send that to me. That's mine.
So just do that inside and you should feel it. And you should feel that it feels good.
What,
give it a go, boys. It's going to, like, open up your whole world to a whole new world of pleasure. You're missing out.
Yeah, yeah. But the question is, can you ever be too relaxed? It comes back to the claw.
Did you have to kind of, like, because I'm assuming you have engaged in anal.
I have indeed engaged in the anal.
Was it, like, level by level, or did you just go straight in?
I dived in at the deep end. I was very brave.
Oh.
Very, very brave. But
no,
I had candles. It was fine. I had a candle. It was fine.
Was it sore?
No, I did, honestly, it did not hurt at all my first time. Not
really?
One little bit. It's such a myth that it has to hurt. If you do it properly and slowly, you know, you've got to take your time, you know. None of this, like, quick down an alleyway. You need to give it at least a good 45-minute warm-up.
Ooh. Class me fucked. Literally.
45 minutes?
7 minutes.
45-minute warm-up.
Cancel that gym membership.
Jesus. Oh, God, I'm really intrigued.
I am. I'm finding this very intriguing.
But I don't know if I could bring myself to do it.
What, as in...
Why are you looking at me when you're saying
it? Sarah Wills tonight. Spare 45
could
minutes.
Could you go for it? What? Do you reckon you could do that, though?
What's next, Callum?
You could do pegging, right?
Pegging?
Pegging.
What's pegging?
Do you not know what pegging is?
We don't know anything.
Let's learn some more.
Well, this isn't even gay anymore. We've just gone off that. But it's where a woman puts a strap on so that she can be the top partner and the man will be the
How did you
partner.
Sell it as if he's like, yeah, I haven't done pegging.
You've got not done pegging?
No, I've
had girls go near that region. I've freaked
panicked.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got uptight.
Have you engaged in intercourse with a woman?
I have not.
Is that something that...
Disappointment. The look of disappointment.
But would you?
No.
Because some gay men are like, yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, like, I feel like sexuality is a spectrum, and I'm as far down the spectrum as it comes.
Oh,
like,
really?
I don't think... Like, little Callum wouldn't be able to, you know, get happy if there was a lady friend. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be a struggle.
I don't know if we was in a position with a man, you can imagine we'd freak out.
Yeah.
And would you be like that if you was with a woman, or would you kind of be like not a bit nonchalant? Like,
I think I'd be okay until the vagina came out, and then I wouldn't know what to do with it.
It's a scary process.
I'd run away from it. Yeah.
So you're kind of like the male version of Lacey Green.
I mean, that's a compliment, but sure, let's go for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a compliment. Have you seen Lacey Green?
That's a big compliment.
What, so is that the one that was auto-playing after the song?
Stinky vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, she hasn't got one, she's talking about it.
He's selling it to you, isn't he?
He really is. Stinky vagina.
The all-seeing eye of Mordor.
Any more questions?
Well, one of the videos was penis-sized, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you get a lot of feedback on that? Was there a lot of people?
Oh, so many people click that because everyone's insecure about the penis size, aren't they?
Mm.
Like,
he looked around all of us. Like,
trying to be as blokey as we can. Where's that point come from?
But the average size penis, like around the world and in this country, is way, way lower than you would think.
What is it?
What, 9 inches?
I think it's like.
Fuck, you know, that'll be the end of that, mate.
I think in this country it's 5.1 inches, so. Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, the average size is like 8 inches.
5.1?
I think so, yeah.
I told you, Fiona. Nah, she's happy with it.
She has to be. Yeah. No other options.
Yeah, when
So, no, are you insecure about the size of your penis, William?
No, I'm all right. I'm happy about it. It is what it is.
I've got to do what it is. I am. You happy with yours?
I'm fine with my dick, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Looking at me. Why are you looking
at me?
Why are
you not? You said, but if you got stomach.
Have you got penis envy over there?
No, I don't. No, I'm fine with it. But I
just a bit ugly. Imagine you have an ugly dick.
I just think it can always be a bit bigger, no matter how big you are. No?
You know, the best sex I ever had was also with the guy with the smallest penis.
You're just saying that.
No, real.
Callum, you're just a nice guy.
I swear on my life. Swear on my life. I've also had terrible sex with guys with small penises.
Yay. Bazinga!
Sorry.
I like this segment. I feel like we could learn a lot, and we're not going to learn it all in 15 minutes.
Can we keep going?
Can you come back? Yeah, Callum, can we get your... I'd like to do this on the reg.
Yeah, I'll do this more often.
Yeah.
So it's time for the Foo Boys, a drama, an ongoing drama, a weekly drama that we like to do here on the show. And we played a little trailer of last week, and here's that.
Do you think he's found someone else?
Oh, God. Not another producer.
They aren't what they think they are they?
Well, I do believe they are, sir.
We're off to the land of sorcery.
Harry Potter world.
I want to meet Hagrid.
What the Weasley just happened?
Why are we surrounded by dwarves in cloaks?
Hello, Jack. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
So there we go. If that's not got you gripped, I don't know what will.
Basically, the guys have been taken to the magic world of Hogwarts.
Yeah, heard of it.
And Hagrid's taken us down an aisle. An alleyway, and he needs help. That's what the story's led us to.
And the pen was passed to me this week.
It sure was.
And I've taken the story elsewhere. So here is Hagrid's Helpers, Foo Boys, Episode 2.
And Callum will be narrating
by Jack Dean, of course.
Thank you, Callum.
Okay. Last time on the Foo Boys, Jack, William and Thomas, were asked by Hagrid to help them with something. So here we are, three 20-somethings, helping a big hairy bloke in an alleyway. Understandably, they are hesitant. It's pitch black, nobody can see anything, not even each other.
Thanks for agreeing to help me so willingly, mates.
I'm not doing this willingly, this is fucking bullshit. Why'd you agree to help him, Jack?
I didn't, I thought you did.
I might have gone too far. Tom wrote the play last week, so I really didn't take much notice.
Shut up, you, and now some shine a light.
You don't half ask for a lot, Jesus.
Hey, Will. Wait, what do you say, Hagrid?
Shut up, the both of you. Now someone shine a light.
That's a bit better.
Will lights a match, and suddenly everyone can see again. Jack and Will are stood together. With one hand, Hagrid has Tom in a deathly headlock. In the other hand, he has a gun pressed against Tom's temple.
Shit, what the F, Hagrid? What's your game?
Don't you dare hurt him, Haggers.
I'm fed up with people thinking I'm a good guy. Just because once upon a time I happened to help that shit-cunt Harry in a tin-pot wizardry school, I'm a bad guy. I don't want to show the world that. Hagrid, don't do this! I've got the information you need!
Jack and Will huddle together in the hope that Tom's information is enough to satisfy Hagrid.
What is it? I'm listening, but you better make it good. If it's shit, you're a dead man.
Hagrid! Please don't kill him! I need Tom in my life!
Yeah, I bet you do. Who else would be buying you those beers, you fucking cunt?
He's about to shoot your face off, Tom. And you're more concerned about mugging Will off.
He won't dare shoot me.
Hagrid instantly shoots Tom in the kneecap. Tom wails in agony whilst dropping to the floor.
Oh, shit!
Thought you said he wouldn't shoot you, Tom.
Yeah, he's probably just shot you in the knee.
Yeah, he didn't let me finish. I was going to say, he won't dare shoot me somewhere dangerous.
Hagrid shoots again at Tom's chest.
Twice.
He's bleeding a lot, but luckily none of his internal organs have been hit.
Are you dumb? Stop saying stuff, Tom. Hagrid's going to kill you.
Imagine that, being killed by Hagrid. That's well degrading.
Again, he didn't let me finish. I was going to say, he won't dare shoot me somewhere dangerous between the eyes.
Hagrid lifts his gun up to Tom's head and Will utterly shits himself.
Tom! Stop pushing your luck. He's going to do it. Just give him that information.
I'm going to count down from 10, and if you don't tell me this information by the time I get to 3, you're a dead man walking. Well, you shot my bloody knee, so I won't even be a live man walking.
Stop showing off, Tom. You're literally being murdered, and you're still back chatting.
I'm such a legend.
9, 8, 7.
Just give him the information, Tom.
I don't know if I can be arsed. He's so bossy.
What a fucking idiot.
6, 5.
If he does kill him here, can we get Spencer FC into co-host?
I was actually going to say that. I mean, it'd be a lot better.
Nuts. That would be epic. I kind of hope he doesn't give him the information now. Then we get Spen Doggy Doggy.
Or he will. Imagine if he does give him the information, but it's just proper shit.
That would be utter banter, Jack, mate. How long left, Hagrid?
Out of time. Information now or never, Tom.
Tom clears his throat.
Right. Okay. So...
That's where the episode ends. Tune in next week to find out what happens. What is Tom's life-saving information? Will Hagrid actually shoot the cheeky bleeder? Find out next week on The Foo Boys.
Ooh! Ooh! I'm it! It has been Offie Pie!
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was nice.
It'd be good if we could all read properly.
Yeah, I think
not yourself. You were good.
I think we have to improve, both me and you, our grammar, because a lot of time, and we write it, and then we don't read through it, and then certain things are written slightly off.
Ah, so you're mugging off the
Both of us. There was a couple of bits where Callum read it just like you wrote it, and it was just word. But I liked it.
Oh, he's mugging me.
I'm not mugging, not mugging him off. He read it as it was written.
Just stop it. That was a good play.
So he's mugging me off.
It'll be you.
We started off choppy waters today, and I felt like we were getting on a bit. Like Callum brought the mood up a little bit. But now, I mean, he can't finish without going right back down into the gutter.
Back on the rapids now, you two. It's a little bumpy ride.
Yeah.
Rapids, Centre Parks, love it.
They're fucking shit hot Rapids.
I love the Rapids.
You've been centre park?
No, I haven't.
Oh, go there.
Love the sound of the Rapids.
Go on the Rapids and you just wrestle your friends and try and race them. It's so fun.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
So good. The water parks in centre parks are absolutely exceptional. Yeah. Centre parks.
Sponsored by centre parks.
Centre parks.
Foo Boy, sponsored by centre parks. Starring Hagrid.
That would be a good idea.
Hey, mate, Duncan's not going to buy this yet. All other theme parks are cunts. Duncan will love that. Yeah. He'll love that. That is so Fuba.
Oh, Thorpe Park. The Jack Mate Show
on Fuba Radio. I am excited about this next bit. I like this person.
It's me. I'm going to be
it's
a disappointment.
I can feel it.
I'm going to be a crushing disappointment.
But I wasn't talking about you, Ben.
Oh, thank God.
No, I was. Ben Cook, everyone.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm very well. That was one of those radio claps, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Four people in a room. Sure. Yeah, no, I'm well. I'm well. It's nice to be here.
You've been doing the big radios, haven't you?
I've been presenting something on Radio 1 recently. It's nice to be on a proper radio station.
There you go. That's a soundbite.
Yeah.
Proper radio station where the producers just walk in halfway through and fix the mic. So.
Yeah, I always get the dodgy mic on Radio 1 as well.
Oh, listen to him always.
But no, listen, it's nice to be able to swear. I'm building up to my first swear, I feel. But when I do Radio 1, I have to kind of enter, like, it's not quite kids' TV mode, but you have to, like, filter out all swearing.
Yeah.
Whereas here...
Say what you want, mate. I'm looking forward to seeing what
comes. He's smiling. He's coming up.
What's Bum?
Oh, God.
There you go. We should probably bring Bum back as a word we use daily.
What, bring
it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. I bloody love a bum. Don't use that as a soundbite.
That's your second soundbite of the day.
Hey, yeah. Ben. Let me just come round there, mate. There's a quiver in his quills and drama, and he's gonna ride a thrill. Tension and apostrophe. Take you to faraway places, twisting trails. Pull up a pew. Tom's Tales. The jingle we played was the one that I don't like, wasn't it?
You stole the charger. It's Tom's Tales.
Tom's Tales.
So I've got a little story, and it's called The Dark Day and the Labours of Hercules.
Does Ben know what's going on? Because I don't.
I've no idea.
You've written it all out.
You've put a lot of work into this.
Every week he bothers with this for no prevail.
I basically
think he's just seeking your approval, isn't he?
Everyone's approval, Ben. My parents. I just want to make them proud. It's been a bad week. So anyway, this is based on legend. So the first bit sounds...
So the opposite of true.
Yeah.
Right, go on.
It's based on lies. But it's
based on lies.
Slightly more twisted and, you know, made a bit different from my writing.
So essentially Tom goes home and he writes a play every week with his friend from Sardinia, which is a bit hipster and silly.
Not really.
Oh, I've got a friend from Sardinia. We write plays for a show when no one gives us really.
I didn't go online and look for someone in Sardinia. I didn't search for this.
Found him on Craigslist.
I didn't search for this. It just happened.
What's his name?
Name's Joe.
So hoping it was Craig. Carry on.
You're saying you didn't seek this out, it was your calling.
No, I didn't know.
Wow. I mean...
I didn't say calling.
Go on, do your little play.
Okay, let me do my little play. Right, I'll give you your characters.
Yeah.
Jack, you're playing Hercules.
Great.
And I want you to be a little bit Brenty.
Okay.
I can do that.
Yeah.
YouTube. For
And Ben, I want you to be his dad. I want you to be Zeus.
I can do that.
And I want
it's
you.
The role I was born to play.
Yeah, well, you were a swan when he was conceived. That's what happened. What? Zeus was a swan and he banged a woman.
Well, we'll find out, hopefully.
Well, no, it doesn't happen in this. And Will, you'll play Atlas.
Atlas.
And I'll be narrator and Athena.
Well, okay.
Wow. Wow, okay.
So there you go. And I'm about to start, and there's no backing music.
That's how it works in legitimate theatre, you realise. Someone comes on stage at the beginning and goes, I'm about to start!
The curtains are just... Come on, the curtains are open. I'm on stage. Everyone's really excited.
Okay, cool.
Everyone's got boners and pissing over the wall. If you weren't listening. Yeah. Okay. The Dark Day. Hercules was a strong man, and at times a very impulsive man. By impulsive, I don't mean he would often buy a coat on a whim. Impulsive in, he got cross one day and butchered his whole family. I'm not talking about two children and a dog somewhere in a suburb of London. More like six children and his wife somewhere in Greece.
Why Greece?
Because that's where Hercules is based.
Sorry, carry on.
Jesus. And these are just the stage directions, right?
This is just the narration.
Oh, this is the narration, okay. Go on, carry on.
Back into the... Oh,
okay.
The bloody maniac.
You're doing very well.
Yeah, you are.
He claimed that he thought there were seven burglars in his bathroom.
How many?
Seven burglars in his bathroom.
Okay.
Little Oscar Pistorius joke, which you just walked all over.
We did.
Come on!
Will, give me a hug.
Luckily, he knew a certain person in a very high place. Zeus, his dad! And he got let off. But he must perform an array of tricky tasks to be truly forgiven. Seems fair, doesn't it? Task one.
Task one, you must kill the Detroit Lion.
So, the game forgiveness... Sorry, fucked it up. So, two for game forgiveness for killing. You want me to kill again?
That's about the long and the short of it, yes.
Doesn't make sense to me, Dad.
How dare you talk back to me under my roof?
Not really a roof, though, is it? The sky?
Everything the light touches is ours. I heard the lion say it to his son earlier. Simba or some shit.
All right, I'll be back going for tea.
It'll be olives and feta.
Oh, shock fucking horror.
Hercules then tracked down the lion and kicked seven shades of shit out of it. Fuck me. Seven shades of shit out of it. I did warn you he was a maniac. Task number two. Athena then descended down to Hercules' second task. Oh, hello, muscly boy. I know who you are, but you don't know who I am. I'm Athena, the goddess of wisdom, courage, inspiration, short snappy lists, civilization, law and justice, mathematics, tennis serves, strength, war strategy, Crash Bandicoot, the arts, craft and skill.
Someone used Google, didn't you, eh? Go on, carry on.
Skill? What exactly do you mean by skill?
You know, ability, talent, just general skill.
What do I need to do to appease those pen pushers up on Mount Olympus?
Well, my dear, you see that lake down there?
Yep.
Ad libbing.
I see the lake.
You see that bread next to it?
Yep.
There is a reason why that bread hasn't been eaten by those birds in that lake.
Why is that, Athena? You're not avoiding carbs like Ben Cook, are you?
True.
You kind of ruined it because it's talking about the birds.
Why is that, Athena? Avoiding carbs?
No, Hercules. They prefer protein, like human bodies.
What, like chicken and fish?
No, like human bodies. You are beautiful, but my word, you're a bloody imbecile.
So how do I go about sort of getting rid of these pesky peckers?
With these. Athena produces from her pocket a set of brass castanets.
What the hell am I supposed to do with these?
You clack them together, get those birds riled up into the sky, then shoot those fuckers down.
Oh, you really are the goddess of war strategy.
Hercules clacked on, and in Athena's words, shot those fuckers down. Task three.
Oh.
Hercules had reached his final challenge, and it involved an acting sneaky in a garden. He had to fetch three golden apples, but by gum, it wasn't as simple as it sounded. The apple tree was guarded by a 100-headed, bit excessive, dragon called Brian Clough, the magic dragon. But Hercules saw an opportunity.
Atlas, you old slag. What's up with you? You look like you have the old world on your bloody shoulders.
That's because I have. I've had an itchy knob for the last 50-odd years. Give us a scratch, would you?
You what?
Go on, mate.
I'll tell you what, Atlas. If you do me a solid, you can scratch your own mini globes.
What's that, then?
Well, I can take the old sky off your shoulders. You just creep in there with your mate Brian and swipe me three golden apples. Then switch back and boom! No itchy nuts, and I'm even Stevens with the old man upstairs.
Sure, why not? They do bloody itch.
Atlas then went into the garden, passed Brian Clough the magic dragon, and swiped the golden apples. Easy as pie. Apple pie. Golden apple pie. He then returned to Hercules, holding the sky aloft.
Ah, oh, thanks for those golden delicious. This sky is all right, Pain, so time for a switcheroo.
Atlas shrugged.
Not my problem, is it?
Ah, don't be a prick. You're the one that sided with the Titans.
Yes.
Don't forget, Hercules is also very strong. His back most certainly wouldn't hurt in this scenario.
Oh, please, Atlas, my bloody back is killing me.
Okay, jeez Louise, give it here.
And with that, Hercules fooled Atlas and made off with the swag. Back toward Mount Olympus to speak to Zeus once more.
Oh, I'm back.
The mountaintop conversation.
Oh, Dad, I've completed that peculiar list.
Bloody hell, took you long enough.
Call it, Daddy-o.
Did you get the last thing on the list?
The golden apples, yep. One, two, three, count them.
No, those are for your mother, the last thing.
No.
My quarts of Ozo, my booze. Got the lads over for poker tonight. Poseidon loves a royal flush, Hermes loves a flutter, and Thor's planning to get hammered.
Well read. Oh, can I play?
Did you get an invite?
No.
There's your answer.
And finish!
Woo! Oh, my God.
Brilliant. Thank you.
What is the point, Tom?
Well, there you go.
I mean, what are you aiming to get from that?
I'm aiming to get a book published called The Best Stories.
You are wasted here, may I say.
I am.
I literally don't know what's going on anymore, to be honest.
Well, you've got to let's have a look back on the show today. We'd like to thank Ben very much for coming in.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's such a shame that this one's over. I've really enjoyed this. Me and Will just handed notes about how much we hated the play. Will genuinely just handed me a note that said that was shit, wasn't it?
Aww. I didn't. So, Tom, you know as much as everyone in this room, I bloody love the play.
Right, so we're show five. We've got one more left. Let me write the play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
take this. We'll see how it goes. I'll tell you what, Jack. I will read it with vigour, and I won't interrupt every fucking time when you do it as well. How about that? That's a promise from me to you.
That's genuinely annoyed him as well.
Not annoyed. Just
really pissed off. Why do you take it so serious?
Because it's art, Jack. It's art.
Is it, though? Art is meant to be tampered with, I think.
Go to a museum and punch a Van Gogh painting.
Yeah. Wow. No, I just want to say a big thanks to Ben for coming in. It's been a pleasure to see you again, Ben.
That's right. No,
we don't need to clap it every time.
I'm Zeus, damn it!
The Jack Mate Show on
4Radio.
Yes, Fubar Radio, strongest fucking radio on the strip with myself, Keen Timmy and friends. Get yourself a head fucker while you're down here and don't forget to boogie on the dance floor. Shout out to all the girls who are down here in London tonight celebrating the hen party.
That's amazing.
I'm out of breath.
Oh, that was so good. So good.
That hurts so
Anyone
much.
Anyone been on a lads holiday? So, Kian, basically we like to do a play.
Okay.
And basically whoever writes the play, this week it's been my go, the other guys haven't read it and they're going to be blind reading it, and I've made us all a character within the play. So, we're just playing ourselves this week, but yeah, we're going to go for it. I've written you in the play as well, so if you could just read off of
Yeah, that's fine. It's not Jack's tales, but...
It's Tom's tales usually, and it goes a bit like this.
There's a quiver in his quills,
and drama,
and he's gonna ride a thrill.
Tension and apostrophe.
Take you to faraway places, twisting trails. Pull up a pew for
Tom's tales. Jack's pantomime.
So here we go. I will narrate it, and I will also play myself. Everyone in this room is playing themselves. Jack, Will and Tom are sitting around a table in Shilly Beers, enjoying some festive drinks and celebrating the success of their radio show.
I'll tell you who we need to get on the show next year at some point. Spencer FC. I love that fella.
Oh, yeah, we know you do, Tom. You never shut up about him.
Oh, I love him too. I see you. I'll see you when I see you. Don't go aging.
Oh, fuck off, Will. That's not even his catchphrase. And I should know, I've got all of his T-shirts.
Lads, it's Christmas. Let's not argue, come on.
I totally agree with you, Jack. Let's exchange Christmas gifts. I'm literally so excited!
Look, I'll cut to the chase, Will. I got you some E45 cream. Yeah, you've already had that. And Tom, I've got you a season ticket for Newcastle United.
Good. I thought you got me a meet and greet with Spencer.
Well, I look like a twat now. I think I've ever spent on you two.
What did you get us, Will?
Will pulls out a big lamp and places it straight down on the table in front of Tom and Jack. It's shining a bright bronze.
OMG! Will, you didn't.
I bloody did, mate. Anything for you. A magic lamp.
No, I couldn't give a shit about the sodden lamp, you twerp. You put it straight down my pulled pork pizza.
Tom, you're an ungrateful guy sometimes. Will's got us a bloody magic genie in a lamp.
Yeah, haven't rubbed it yet, have you? How do you know there's a magic genie in it?
He's behind you!
Ha, ha, bant. A classic panto shout, up there with the best.
No, literally, Will, there's a genie behind you. It is revealed that stood behind William is a genie. He is Irish and full of charm.
Hi, I am Kian the Genie, and I am a bloody genie.
Yeah, we got that from your surname, mate.
Shut up, you bitch. I might be a genie, but it doesn't mean I can't slap you about. Laugh.
I like him already. Nice one, Will. What a great present. What a great present, Will.
I have the power to grant you three wishes each. Make it quick and make it good, because you only get one wish. So what do you want?
The boys start to realise that they only have one wish each. This is actually fucking happening. A wish each. What will they wish for? Find out literally now.
Right, my wish is to meet one of my favourite online stars in person.
You've already met him, mate. Ain't that right, Jack?
Exactly, Tom. I'm right here, Will.
No! Not you this time, darling! I want to meet our Facebook legend, King and Tommy!
Tom and Jack look at each other questionably, and even the genie looks confused. Are you sure about this, Will?
Hell yeah! I'm a big fan of that guy. I'd love to meet him for, like 1 minute.
I mean, you can wish for literally anything right now. Are you sure you want that?
I'm sure as I am good looking.
Ridiculously unsure, then.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Will. This genie here is Kian, right? You've already met him. You've wasted your Christmas wish.
You are honestly pathetic, William.
Oh, bollocks this right up the wall.
How can you not tell that's Kian?
I mean, I haven't even fucking dressed up.
Nah, I knew you were Kian. I meant I'd love to meet Kraskal. I've just got the names mixed up. Good. Sorry, Kian. No offence, mate.
No, not taken.
With one wish down and two to go, Jack gets ready to request his Christmas plea. Genie, can I please, for Christmas, have 1 million subscribers?
1 million? That's cute, but yeah, sure.
A puff of smoke appears above Tom's crushed pulled pork pizza. Soon after, Jack checks his phone to reveal that he does, in fact, have 1 million subscribers. Oh, nice one! Thanks for that, Genie.
Right. Now you, Tom, what do you want? Probably something creepy.
No, not that creepy. Just a little bit awkward, shall I say. Can I write it down and give it to you, Genie? I don't want these guys taking the piss after they hear it. I'll never live it down.
Fuck me. I've heard this show before and thought these screenplays were long-winded, but actually being in one seems twice as long. Write it down, Tom.
Tom writes down his wish on a piece of paper, and the genie reads it. Shortly after, the genie's expression changes. He seems quite disgusted.
You've got to be kidding me.
Look, I didn't judge Will on his shit wish. Just grant it.
Please change your wish. It's literally...
No, that's...
You did judge me. Let me speak, Jack. You did judge me quite a lot, to be fair.
Please change your wish. It's literally disgusting.
Why is it disgusting? I've always wanted one night with her.
One night with her? What? What's he wished for, Genie?
He wants one night with Emily. From the videos.
He's dropped a clanger there, Jack!
I don't think he realises, Will.
She's a bloomin' hottie, guys, and I find her very, very funny.
Are you going to tell him, or should I, J-Dot?
Right. Well, you asked for it.
Kian is now naked. He has an erection.
Look it up.
Bend over, Norris.
Oi, Tom! He's behind you! And that concludes this pantomime, guys. I think we can all agree this has been the most panto ever. Oh, good. What do you think of my panto then, guys?
Good.
What did Emily think? I bet she hated it, didn't she?
I'm a little creepy.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, I had a feeling you'd hate it, Emily. You bitch.
Fuck you.
you two did not get on, did
you? No, we didn't hit it off. What about you, Will? You like that?
I really enjoyed that. A big thank you to Kian for coming.
Yes. Oh, guys, thank you so much. That was so kind of you.
All
the way from Ireland.
Just for one day.
Just for tonight.
Just maybe we'll
make it. Feel like I'm
I do want to apologise to Kian for one thing, though. When we were out, we had a little walk around London, didn't we? And we had a look at the sights. And then I got this little app, because I know Kian's a fan of Banksy. We found one on the map. We thought we'd go to it. Went on the tube.
We turned
went
up.
All the way there. A new build thing built all over
fucking
Banksy.
Gone. Yeah.
The Jack Mate Show.
Right now it's about Welsh people, and a Welsh person in particular, somebody that you've had the pleasure of meeting.
I have, he's a lovely bloke.
Schaefer Bates, the impressionist.
Heard of it.
The hero. Well, heard of it.
Heard of it.
What does that mean?
It's just a cool thing to say.
he's running a little bit late, so that's...
Well, basically, we did a pilot show before this was all taken up properly and professionally, and on that pilot show, we had a little prank call to Schaefer Bates.
We essentially was going to do prank calls on every show. We might do that in the future. That's a segment that we are still developing.
Tell us if you like this one.
Yeah, we essentially called up Schaefer. We should probably explain what's going on here, Tom.
Yes, I made up a scenario for Jack to do, which he had to call up Schaefer, and he essentially claimed that he used Schaefer's audio in order for Jack to get a job, and he wanted Schaefer to record more audio than for Jack to get paid.
I just wanted to use his voice for money.
Yes, and...
Oh, he's here, the man himself, the prankie.
Welcome!
Hey, all right.
All right, boys.
You come all the way from Wales for this, did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for this?
No
just,
other reason to
no,
be
No, just for this. I got a girlfriend here, but don't worry about it. Yeah.
He's concentrating on us today.
He's what?
Concentrating on us today.
Okay, well, Tom, do you mind doing this while I take my woolly hat off? Because I've got a hat on and I can't seem to hear everyone, so...
Yeah,
run the show, big boy.
Okay.
That'll be your name on the door next week.
Moments, but big boy, don't say anything weird. Yeah, so how are you, Schaefer?
I'm fine, mate.
That's the best he could come up with. No, how are you? Are you alright?
Yeah, man, I'm good. Bit hoarse at the moment, bit of hangover. I wasn't going to say that, but, you know.
Bragging. You can say it. You can say it. Fubar, mate. Uncensored. Yeah. You can even say how many beers you had. Seven?
Oh, no, it's just, it was vodkas, man.
Vodka and heroin.
Singles.
Oh.
Singles of lemonade.
You were saying, Schaefer, that something similar to that actual prank had actually previously happened to you before.
Yeah, so basically, before I had management, I think it was Virgin, were doing a competition where somebody could come on and, well, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, they'd submit a video of them reenacting their favourite lines from a movie.
Okay.
And basically they'd win tickets to a premiere of the, I think it was the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean over in America. Someone entered it with my Jack Sparrow impression, got through, won it, and was basically sent tickets. And I don't know who this person was, we found it in the end. Even then, when we got in touch with them, and was, you know, because I didn't have a manager at the time, I was like, what do I do? So yeah, I essentially won it, but this person got the tickets, and then it all just completely got cancelled. Nobody won. There was no winners in the end.
Because of that?
Yeah, no winners. That was it. So I won, but I didn't.
So you didn't even know. So if you'd have known the competition was going on, you'd have probably.
Someone tagged me in it saying, because they put, oh yeah, these are our runner ups, and it was some guy named Azil something. And everyone was like, you know that you're supposed to, this is you, by the way. I was like, yeah, I know, that's me. Yeah.
Ah, bastard. Absolute bastard.
That is a bastard.
So this is the time of the show where Tom usually comes in with a little play under his little arm in his sachet. He gets it out and we all do it. And we
Sash. I carry my play in a sachet.
Oh, a satchel. That's the
sachet.
One. That's the one. So
you get powdered jelly in a sachet.
It's a little bit different, I've written the play this week, but we don't actually have a jingle, so let Tom have his moment.
There's a quiver in his quills,
and drama,
and he's gonna ride a thrill.
Tension, and a bottle
take him to faraway places, twisting trails, pull up a pew.
Jack Styles!
I love you did there, Tom.
Self-editing.
That was improv as well.
I was thinking about this all the way on the train here.
So I'm not gonna... I don't envy you every week having to write this. It was a bit of a chore, but I had the great pleasure of writing a good one because...
That's fine.
No, but I had Schaefer to use, and obviously he was a man of many voices.
No, so you had
Schaefer at my disposal.
Still
that's
bit.
Better.
It's
yeah.
better.
Yeah, leave him alone, Tom.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're not his back.
Sorry, I'm just... I'm like a little magpie seeing a bunch of silver rings just pecking away.
Jack's Tales today, and this time we don't play any shitty characters.
Wow.
Yeah, don't worry about that, Will.
Will's playing himself, isn't he?
Will, you're going to be playing yourself. Will?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tom, you're also going to be playing yourself.
Get in.
And it is going to be like exactly like how you are, so it's going to be like looking for
so
a little... Looking
written in sexy font, is it?
Yeah, it is. Comic Sans for you, mate.
Why is mine in Windings?
mine's Futurama.
Little reference that
no one will get.
I like it.
Anyway, so this is a play. It's called Jack's House Party. We're all going to be playing ourselves. Schaefer is going to be playing the part of the celebrity guests at the house party. So without further ado, this.
Well, we're just entering the.
We're entering the house. We're at the house. So here we go.
Shortly after their arrival, Tom and Will are both sitting cross-legged on the legged on the floor at a busy Halloween-themed house party. The house is littered with A-list celebrity folk, which was more than suitable company for a house of this stature. Golden pillars, marble flooring, open fire. It really was the kind of home Tom would often dream of. Jack enters the busy lounge to greet Thomas and William.
Oh, hello, boys. Glad you found my house. Any trouble getting here?
It was a nightmare, mate. We had to go back halfway. Will remembered he left the iron on.
Really? That's not like Will, to forget to turn things off.
I know, I'm pathetic.
I love your house. I often dream of being as successful as you and owning such a lovely home.
Ah, oh, you're too kind, little nozzer. Anyway, get up off the floor, boys.
Wow, thanks, Jack.
As Tom and Will stand up, Tom spots a drunken figure next to the profiteroles and is somewhat starstruck.
Oh my golly gosh, folks, is that Jack Sparrow over by the profiteroles?
Calm it, mate, yeah? He prefers to be called Johnny.
Tom and Jack approach Johnny Depp, who is drinking from a brown paper bag, quite drunk.
Hello, mate, I'm Tom.
Oh, hello, Tim. I'm Johnny.
I bet you've got rum in that bag, you old drunk.
Oh, now this is awkward.
Are you some kind of prick?
He's battling a drinking addiction, mate. He relapsed this evening. You're only highlighting the problem, Tom.
Oh, I didn't mean... I thought, you know, you Jack Sparrow, so I instantly thought rum.
You colossal prick. It's Woody from Toy Story, not Captain Jack Sparrow.
Since when did Woody wear earrings, for God's sake?
Oh, Tom, stop it, mate. I mean, they're Johnny's dead mum's earrings. He wears them as a sign of respect for her. Jesus.
As Johnny Depp storms out, Tom and Jack rejoin Will, who has been chatting away to a pretty young lady. She leaves as they enter, and Will is not best pleased.
Talk about third wheel and I was in there.
I just fucked it with Johnny Depp.
Obviously. Did you see who I just pulled?
No. Who?
Cara Delevingne. Been doing the legwork for ages too on Tinder.
She's probably just waiting for you upstairs, mate. I heard she's right filthy. Like, I heard she's the filthiest person ever.
Will runs off to find his bushy-eyebrowed friend. Tom gasps as he spots somebody else by the DJ decks. It's Bear Grylls laying down funky DJ beats. Him and Jack approach.
Turn it down.
Oh, sick. You're DJing. That's sick, mate. I love DJs, don't I, Jack?
Chill out, Tom. Sorry, Bear. He's sometimes like this.
Bear Grylls removes his headphones and takes a break from DJing to attend to Norris's needs.
Sorry, mate. What were you saying?
I know a DJ, Hugh Stevens. We're pretty tight. He invited me out a few weeks ago. Very tight mates. Can I ever go on those old decky poos?
Well, not really.
Why?
You want to know why? Honestly?
Not if it's offensive to me in any way. And as Jack wrote this play, I assume it's going to be offensive.
Because your hands look really greasy. Like actual wet with sweat. That's horrible.
Great, so you're telling me anyway.
I would rather drink my own urine than let you touch my deck.
That's a fucking surprise.
Tom starts to feel very uncomfortable at the party. It is clear he cannot box with the big boys. He trots off to the kitchen to grab himself a beer. In the hope it will raise his spirits, he leans against the marble counter, a lonesome figure, until an overpowering shadow fills the room and he is greeted by a giant figure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am tonight's entertainment.
Oh, look, here he is, the bloody Riddler.
Now, would you like a Corona?
Not really. You can tell me one of those bloody riddles, though.
See, I thought you were being witty, but you genuinely have gotten this wrong, haven't you?
Probably not. Again, Jack wrote this.
I'm the Joker. You want to know how I got these beers?
Did your dad have a Did your gambling dad leave them for you the night he put a smile on your face?
No. They're on offer at Sainsbury's at the moment. But thanks for bringing up my dad. I got really down about that.
Of course you do.
As the Joker storms out, Tom sits down on the floor. He is hating life. He has offended everyone at the party, and he is now debating going home. He thinks he is scum. The scene cuts to Jack, who is speaking to legendary football pundit Alan Hansen.
No, I totally agree, Alan. I mean, that scissor kick against Wimbledon, easily the best goal ever.
Well, it's between
It's between two for me.
Oh, really? Well, probably like RVP's diving header against Spain, maybe, yeah?
No, not quite. I'm a big fan of grassroots football, and I once witnessed a young lad score 20 goals in one game, including an overhead kick about 30 yards out. Boom. Boom. Phenomenal, it was. Absolutely phenomenal.
That's mental. I mean, who the fuck scores 20 goals in one game?
This kid managed it superbly.
Oh, I... Hold on a second.
He's at his party, actually. I've seen him knocking about.
Hold your bloody horses, Alan. Jesus Christ. You can actually settle this for once and for all.
Jack instantly runs upstairs. He pulls young Will off of Cara Delevingne and drags him downstairs. He grabs Tom also from the kitchen and presents Mr. Hansen with the both of them. Jack's excited. Very, very fucking excited.
Will, I think for all of these years, across all of these shows, Tom has actually been telling the truth.
This better be worth it, Jack, mate. I was knee-deep in Delevingne.
Alan Hansen, please tell me and Will, is this the guy who scored all those goals all those years ago?
Jack presents Tom to Alan like a proud father.
Oh, my God.
Tell them, Alan. Tell them my tales to be true.
It's him.
Bloody hell! All this time, pure truth!
How are you, Wayne?
Alan swiftly turns, revealing Wayne Rooney stood behind Tom in a full Manchester United kit. Tom, Will and Jack are hit with a moment of sudden realisation.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Alan. You're telling the lads about my goal-scoring record for Melbourne Youth.
Yeah, I mean, hell of a record you got there, son.
Records dampened a bit, Alan, to be honest with you. Some prick has been telling people it's his record.
Oh, fuck off, Jack.
And this is where the story concludes. Tom was found out to be a fraud. However, it is spelt fraud on the script. Jack was cemented in folklore for throwing the best Halloween party ever. And little Willie got his brown queen. Unfortunately, Johnny Depp hung himself. Tom's fault. The end. Lovely.
Thanks for that, Schaefer.
That was amazing. Yeah.
It did say brow queen.
Brow queen.
Okay, moving on.
Eyebrow queen.
Brown queen. That's what I'm saying.
As I was that sexual innuendo.
What was you doing with Cara?
That was very, very well done, Schaefer.
That was. Yeah. Thank you, Schaefer. Big round of applause for Schaefer.
Thanks. Oh, you should do that for a living or something.
Yeah,
voices.
Yeah, so. Workout fees afterwards.
Yeah, so it's Jack's play, so he's probably.
Don't make me.
I've sorted that.
Don't make me ring my manager.
It's tacky to talk about fees.
I'll give you like a quarter of what we earn from this, so you might be able to get an Uber halfway down Caledonian Road.
That's all right, man.
Oh dear.
That's a dig.
Look at you, Adam. He doesn't sort the money. I don't know why I'm looking at him.
10 minutes left, and he nearly did a whole episode about money.
Oh, so yeah, that was my play done for another year. That's back. I'm going to hand the burden back over to you now, Tom.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy that, Will?
I'm not even joking. That was probably up there with one of the best ones we've done.
Yeah, he was given gold. He was given Halloween. He was given Schaefer. He had the golden week to do it.
That's why when I suggested I'd do it next week, I thought about that. I thought, yeah, I can pick.
I'll
that
give
up.
You a shitty boring week. I'm going to give you Lent. You're going to write one on Lent.
Oh dear, Schaefer, have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, mate.
We going for a beer after?
Oh yeah, of course we are.
Yeah, we are a couple of bloody cheeky beers, hopefully.
Okay, we're here for a proper shootout.
I love that one. I genuinely love that one.
It's a good film.
Yeah,
good film.
It is a good film. What's your... If you was to promote anything right now, what would you do? Your Twitter, your Facebook?
Nothing. I will give you nothing. Just my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
www.youtube.com/Schaefer Bates. Go over,
very
subscribe.
Hard name to...
S-C-H-E-I... FFER.
Go on, Mr. then. See all these amazing impressions like he did today.
Yes, he's very, very good.
Thank you very much.
I loved when you said profiteroles. That was amazing.
Profiteroles.
Profiteroles.
That's so good.
That was lovely.
I used to think I could do him.
Well, literally.
No, like, do a good impression.
Go on.
It's quite an easy one, really.
Deep in the South African rainforest.
That's quite good.
No, is that not good?
No, Will didn't like it. It's shit when it
Will
didn't like it.
It's fucking wank.
Well, oh, that's the only one you
hey,
can...
Hey, Homer!
That's my, my sis lag, that's all right.
Hey, Homer!
I just want to say, again, massive thanks to Schaefer for coming in and lending his voice.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, as much as we joke, mate, you're a good producer.
Thank you, mate. I really enjoyed today.
Yeah, I have. Good. You got many plans? You going out?
I'm actually going to Hornsey Town Hall tomorrow and being, like, proper London. It's an old abandoned...
Dressed up as?
I don't know yet. Any suggestions, quickly?
I think you should go as Kane from wrestling.
I was going to go wrestling, maybe not. Like
Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Are you going with another guy in your party?
Two guys, two girls.
Both go as Ronnie and Reggie Cray.
Go as ABBA. Go as ABBA.
Keep throwing them at me.
Well, what, are you not picking
ABBA?
How did you need, mate?
ABBA. We're going as ABBA.
Yeah? Well, can we see a picture next week?
Yeah, 100%. You're just like that certificate that we will tweet out.
Yes, definitely. I'm going as a sailor, seeing as you asked.
Go on.
That's it.
Unfortunately, guys, I'm just going to go as a skeleton, because I'm running out of time.
Skeleton?
I've been busy all week, guys. I might go as a slutty skeleton.
Yeah.
So that's that. I mean, come back next week. Have a bloody good weekend. See you later, Schaefer. Bye!
See you later. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.